This week we follow the remarkable journey of a Bigfoot sculpture over the back roads to its eventual home. Slowly transported on some back roads, the 1,500 lb, 8-foot-plus, vertical sculpture traveled fully exposed for more than 6 hours, 450 kilometers, on a flatbed trailer. It was a memorable journey like no other. Way better than virtual reality. The number of thumbs ups, waves, honks, roll down the window witty sayings in real life were better than watching social media. Traveling in the moment with a legendary creature was a once-in-a-lifetime trip on the back roads. What am I talking about? Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Yeti, Sabe and other cultural names are everywhere. It is known as a large and hairy human-like mythical creature found on every continent. Since the mid-20th century, the cryptid has grown into a cultural icon, permeating popular culture and becoming the subject of its own distinct subculture as evidenced by the proliferation of much social media and merchandise around it. The Canadian Ecology Center and Samuel de Champlain Provincial Park, is the new home for Sasquatch Sam, or just Sam. This is an especially significant story for me because my interest in Sasquatch is wide, deep and has been with me for some time as is evident through a number of Backroads stories through Village Media, the CBC and the Backroads Bill podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. The Sculptor. As an outdoor and environmental education center, the Canadian Ecology Center is no better place to make people aware of the importance of such natural beings. It started with my connecting with a wood sculptor. Gerald Genkel is a woodcarver par excellence, living now near the Bruce Peninsula by Lake Huron, Ontario, Canada. His specialty is creating sculptures using chainsaws and other power tools. He is a registered professional forester and still practicing registered professional forester. He retired from teaching 30 years ago while coordinating Fleming College's forest technician program. That's where the chainsaws come in. For more than 20 years, he had his students at the Canadian Ecology Center for forestry field camps. Every time the college departed, he left a wild animal sculpture behind. These are still visible today at the front entrance. "I have always been fascinated by the human face," he said. This is apparent in his ability to capture facial expressions on paper, small carvings, and in his chainsaw carvings of all styles. The detailed face of Sasquatch Sam is unforgettable. Like many artists, Gerald started his passion as a hobby. "I am solely self-taught and have developed and modified the needed skills through a never-ending learning process." He did his first sketch at 10 years of age, started working with wood at 20, and the first carving came at 30. Dear Diary. After commissioning Michelangelo, the ask for the artist was to keep a sequential diary of emotions and due diligence. He entitled his entries, "How Sasquatch Sam Came to Be, Timeline," and you can see the timeline in his blog. Here are some of the many unique highlights of his journal, and they reflect the many trials and tribulations he faced. There are memorable and insightful reflections covering the process. First entry in April. "Finally accept the idea that Backroads Bill is not joking around in having an 8-foot Sasquatch carved for the CEC, Canadian Ecology Center, within the park. Send first draft April 3rd, a friendly Sasquatch, no interest, back to the drawing board. Send second draft April 21st, a serious, all-business Sasquatch, accepted. Developed a maquette by welding a wire Sasquatch frame on which sculpting clay formed the body. Searched ways to build this big guy, huge log with added pieces or blocks of wood. Much discussion with other carvers from the Kawarthas to Washington State, home of most Sasquatches. It's never been done before, so of course I had to try it, using blocks of perfectly squared white pine to build him, like Lego. Such brilliance from the right side of the brain." In June, he started with this challenge. "Needed scaffolding, bought good scaffolding at Princess Auto to get me up to the 8 feet height. Rough dimensions emerge. With guidance from a pro oil painter, my wife, Kathy, I started to work out the dimensions of a Sasquatch. Dimensions start to take shape. stride 3.5 feet, foot 1.8 feet size, about size 24 shoe, hip height 4 feet, total height 8 feet plus, hip width 2.6 feet, arm length 4 feet, torso 2.8 feet, head 2.4 feet. So this is his left brain side, analytical and logical. Gerald was on it. Researched too many YouTube videos on adhesives, makes your eyes crossed or at least glued shut. Researched many ways to acquire dowels, found I could make dowels 3/4 in diameter cheaper to my custom lengths. Ordered a dowel maker from Amazon. Then he turned into Tim the Toolman Taylor. Goal was to make a solid block laminated base with 2x4s pressure treated underneath for durability. Created a jig to correctly dowel together 10 inches blocks. Made a 50 inches by 36 inches base, very heavy, very solid, added the pressure treated lumber. Then there was this practical revelation. A big question evolved. How will I eventually move this 1,500 pounds plus carving? More on that later. When you see Sasquatch Sam, you will know Gerald went to anatomy class. Decided on the leg spread to connect correctly into the hips. Committed to the stride length and glued and doweled the 17 inches feet into the base, it has begun. There were benefits to his creativity as well. Began building up the blocks of wood to create the legs up to the torso. I'm getting lots of weight training and some challenges. I'm always imagining how the blocks can be shaped to the eventual Sasquatch. My head hurts. In July, renting a forklift is way too expensive. Werner, my new neighbor building a house across the street, suggested I contact Home Hardware in Port Elgin for use of their forklift. Great idea. Drove to Pine Ridge, 1.25 hours away, and purchased more blocks of wood. They are very interested in what I am trying to create. Random thoughts of the artist's mind. The burnisher and tenon cutter works well in making the dowels. How thick is the torso? More Sasquatch info everywhere on the internet. Sasquatch is a marketing machine. Kokanee Beer from BC in the 80s had some real funny beer ads with the star as Sasquatch and Yeti. Mid-July, body is blocked in, glued and doweled, 40 plus. 1 gallon of glue used already. Took a while to position the blocks to have the Sasquatch's head turned. The customer never knew. Again, challenging seeing the final version a pile of wood blocks. The burnisher bit is fried, ordered another one, annoying. Ordered another chainsaw battery minus $450 to keep the carving going non-stop. Started shaping body with new Husqvarna 550XP, nice purring saw vroom. The sculpture started to take shape. Next start forming the legs and body, checking for strength points. More doweling. Picked up another delivery of wood blocks. Not quite eureka. Back to the sculptural clay to work out the facial details of the Sasquatch. Amazing resources online for all those Sasquatch sightings. Then a momentous moment. Finally feel the Sasquatch is becoming real. The fine details are next. Being cautious, I started thinning his face ever so carefully. Every cut is important to evoke the emotion of, don't disturb me, this is my forest. Using the scaffolding cardboard box, I created full-sized templates for the arms. Pegged them on the body, looking good. In my dusty back corner of the garage, found an original canoe paddle blank I got from CEC, Canadian Ecology Center, at least 20 years ago. That will be Sam's paddle that he grabbed from some unsuspecting canoeist on a portage. Second burnisher fries out, scrap that approach, use my hatchet instead. Need to add more stability dowels in the lower end, 20 plus. Just amazing how the Sasquatch with arms shows appropriate girth, it is an eye trick. Formed right arm with a bend, very challenging to meet the cuts, thank the cutting edge competition in showing me how to make that happen. In August the final details and challenges emerge, and Gerald felt a little pressure. I took my patience pill, God grant me patience and I want it now. Many redesigns of the arms and how to connect them to the body. This is extremely critical to get right. Think, think, think. Mid-August, over the hump. The arms are glued and doweled in such a way that they are rock solid. Sweet relief. Start shaping the body and arms as a unit, blending. Lots of up and down the scaffolding and using my own shoulder muscles. More innovation. Designed by own sawdust glue goop that I injected into larger voids using a huge syringe. From head to toe. More shaping and more shaping. Starting shaping the back and chest area, key muscle masses. Worked in shaping where the knees would be. Worked on toes and form of feet from square blocks of wood, 23 more dowels driven in. Reshaped hands. Hands are so complex and wonderful in function. Carving hands is hard. Approached Sandy from the local paper about a possible Sasquatch story. She's interested. Now the detailing work begins, such an important part that every notices. Started shaping the detail of the face, beard and shoulders. Formed hair on head and worked on minimizing glue line visibility, tricky. Worked on hands, toenails, feet detailing, fur detailing. Spoke with Shane at Home Hardware. We have a strategy to getting the Sasquatch out of the backyard and into a trailer. Shane is a great guy. Sanding, burning, sanding, highlights, finish sanding. Desert white stain for face, hands and feet. Log home cedar finish, first coat. Sanding, and gray stain for the base. In September it was time to pick up Sam. The little forklift carried Sam to driveway from the shop thanks to Shane and Mike from Home Hardware. Signed carving, sanded and put second coat of log home cedar finish on. Bill Steer and Court Vincent from the CEC, Canadian Ecology Center, came at 11 a.m. on September 12th to pick up Sam. Mike lifted Sam into the trailer. Bill gave Sandy the backstory. Strapped down the Sasquatch. Arrived safely at CEC, Canadian Ecology Center, at 7:35 p.m. Mission accomplished. Sandy from the local newspaper starts the story in the driveway. Gerald's work, Sam, can be viewed at chainsaw carving demonstrations, exhibitions and recognized art and craft shows. He is becoming known for his quality workmanship and has been commissioned to construct pieces for institutions, provincial parks, municipalities and private individuals across Canada and the USA. Gerald's biggest thrill is seeing the enjoyment the public, especially the young folk, get from seeing one of his sculptures in nature, like Sasquatch Sam. Beliefs in Sasquatch as a symbol. Sasquatch is rooted in indigenous legend and is commonly researched by cryptozoologists and enthusiasts. Some believe Sasquatch is a nearly extinct species of hominid that survives in isolation, while others consider the creature to be the product of folklore and a hoax. Canada's own Indiana Jones, Adam Schultz, the consummate adventurer, was recently in the park at the Canadian Ecology Center leading hikes. He said, Sasquatch is a symbol of wild places, places we need to conserve and appreciate. Diverse places where Bigfoot and all animals can thrive, Schultz said. Hiking participants in the fall program all had their pictures taken with Sam. It is not about believing or not, it is about understanding the importance of green places, wilderness, parks and places that remain undeveloped in a natural state, are my thoughts on the matter. Ultimately, seeing Sasquatch is considered a blessing and a sign of good luck. North American indigenous cultures often refer to the honesty of Sabe. They honor with an offering of food to show gratitude. The Métis have a similar figure and they call it Rougarou. A traditional teaching of indigenous culture says that, if you're able to see him, hear him or see his footprints, there's some type of good fortune that's going to come your way because he's making sure that you know that he's there and that you still have to live by grandfather teachings. Indigenous ways of knowing are built upon these seven natural laws, each upholding a virtue necessary to an honorable and balanced life. Wisdom of the elders hold that, to be honest is to be someone who is trusted and who speaks with truth, to never lie and always be genuine. The Sabe spirit tells the boy, say what you mean what you say and always stay true to your values. The elders also say the best way to honor the spirit of the Sabe is to speak from your heart and be true to your word. Sasquatch lives in harmony with nature. For me, they live off the land, they live on the land, they are the land. Sam comes home. There was a great deal of angst transporting Sasquatch Sam back to Mattawa. There was an array of ratchet straps and wooden leverage props to keep Sasquatch Sam secure and upright. He was basically a naked-like creature fully exposed on a flatbed trailer. Best catcalls, hey, you're taking your husband, wife out for a ride. And, are you taking Bigfoot back to BC? Lots of positive gestures and inaudible calls. So Sasquatch Sam is home now. Established in 1963, the park is located on the historic Mattawa River Fur Trade Route in the scenic Mattawa Valley. There are great hiking trails with scenic views, and outstanding fall colors. It also borders the Mattawa River Waterway Park, a non-operating park. And what does the park think? From Warren Verena, Park Superintendent. The park is grateful for the continued partnership we have with the CEC, and the diverse clientele that visit the park annually, including educational institutes from across Ontario. He said, Ontario Park's vision for discovery programming is to inspire meaningful connections between audience and the natural and cultural heritage of Ontario's provincial parks. By welcoming Sasquatch Sam to the Canadian Ecology Centre in Samuel de Champlain Provincial Park, we hope this will help foster meaningful connections with nature and highlight the importance of protected areas, now and for future generations. Warren deserves a camp badge for piloting the forklift for Sasquatch Sam off the trailer and into the final resting location. We are all grateful that Sasquatch Sam has found a new habitat. Come and find it. Take another group pic or selfie. Leave a small rock to represent yourself and gratitude, a Hebrew custom. Listen to the podcast with Gerald. The famed primate scientist, Jane Goodall, says, I am a romantic. I would like Bigfoot to exist. I don't want to disbelieve. In fact, I believe Bigfoot is a symbol that there's still wilderness out there. We have to stop taming everything on the back roads.